Come with me if you want to live.
What's up, Road Warriors? Welcome back to another episode of Podcast on Fury Road. We are your hosts, Mark
and Brooke.
And this is our first episode in 2 months where we're not talking about Mad Max.
Yeah.
Feels a little weird.
It does, yeah.
But this is my pick of May, and we're going to be talking about The Running Man from 1987.
Yeah.
Not the first movie that comes to mind when you think of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No, definitely not.
But I mean, he's got bigger and better movies, but I figured maybe we'd hold off on that for a little bit and go with one of his, I don't want to say lower tiered movies, but like mid tier, maybe. I wouldn't say it's one of his top movies, but
yeah, I have a confession.
Is this your first time watching it?
Pretty much, yeah. I remember the only part I remember from this movie, like I think I was like very little, is just the hockey part of it.
Yeah.
Nothing else. I don't remember anything else. So okay. This is pretty much a first watch for me.
Nice. Damien, here's your Sub-Zero, who is now Plane Zero. The one-liners in this movie, man, are just so trash.
Yeah, they're bad. That didn't even make like an ounce of sense.
No. And like, I just watched Batman and Robin like last week, and people rag on that movie and how like bad Arnold was and his one-liners were in that movie.
Yeah.
I think this one tops it, man.
It's pretty bad. There's some bad ones that I've written down. Yeah.
Perfect. All right. Before we talk any more about this movie, we'll kick off. Well, we're not doing box office or anything like that because we are recording a week early, given the fact that you might have a baby by the end of the week, dude.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. It's, I don't know. Yeah.
How's that feel?
All the emotions are kind of going through right now. I'm anxious, excited, nervous, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel that.
Yeah.
After you have your first one, all those, all that roller coaster just kind of goes away.
Yeah.
All right. But anyways, we will still, what are you drinking? We'll talk about that.
I just still got my Heineken going. So nice. That about you?
We finally have some nice weather up here. So I went to the LCBO and Captain Morgan's has released like a mixed pack of flavored rum beverages.
Okay.
So right now I'm going to be drinking Tropical Punch.
Nice.
And then on deck, I have a pineapple daiquiri.
Very nice.
And then there's a mango Mai Tai in there as well. But yeah, it was pretty fucking warm out today.
Yeah, it was. It was.
It was a nice change of pace. Oh, that's good. All right. What have you been watching this week?
This week, a few things. Let's see. So, I guess only two things. I feel like I watched more than that, but I guess we just recorded not too long ago.
Yeah.
So I watched Immaculate from 2024. Pretty much just because you were watching it. I was like, fuck it. I'll rent it, throw it on. Had a great time with it. I really liked it. Yeah, I'm probably gonna buy it, honestly. It was that good. Then I watched Anyone But You, another Sydney Sweeney movie, I guess.
Back
I
don't know. Back.
Back to back. It was a good rom-com, you know. Rom-coms are like the best movies, but they're kind of like feel good and like they're predictable, but I don't know, I liked it. Sydney Sweeney and Glenn Powell. And yeah. We'll talk about Glenn Powell actually and shortly probably.
Yeah,
so
true.
Yeah, that's it.
Cool.
How about you?
I watched Well, Immaculate, obviously. You already talked about that. By the way, I love your alternate cover for that on
Yeah,
Letterboxd. It's like the
it's
Rosemary's
sick.
Baby cover.
Yeah.
It's sick. I really enjoyed this movie too. I went in expecting it to be like another Possession movie, and it's not that at all, man. Like, this one
No.
threw me for a loop because I didn't watch like a whole lot of trailers. I didn't know a whole lot about it. It was one that like I didn't have a lot of interest in until I started seeing people talking about it and talking about how good it is. But yeah, man, this movie's really fucking good. Sydney Sweeney, like the last 10 minutes of this movie, man, it's crazy.
Yeah, I'm
Jeez.
really excited for her, like going forward, because like she auditioned for this movie when she was, I think, 17 or something like that.
Oh, really?
And it got, it didn't go through. So now, years later, I think, well, she's in her 20s now, but she actually bought the rights to it and produced this movie and hired on a director who she worked with before and produced it. So,
Really? I didn't know any of that. Oh, fuck, good for her. It's not a movie that a 17-year-old actress should be in, I don't think. So it's kind of
No,
maybe a good
no.
thing that she had to hold off on it for a little while, but
Yeah.
subject content was a little sketchy for
Definitely.
that age. Anyways, yeah, then me and the boys watched Migration again. This is gonna be one of those fucking movies I can just tell where they're gonna be repeating it over and over and over again. But it's a good movie. I do enjoy it. And then Brady and I watched Phantom Menace. We were a day
Nice.
late for Star Wars Day, but whatever.
Yeah. I guess they released it in theaters for the 25th anniversary.
Yeah. That'd be cool to see in theaters, but it's not
Yeah.
one of the best Star Wars movies.
No.
Then yeah, obviously Running Man. So yeah, not a whole lot, but a few things. I guess that's it. Oh,
Cool.
well, yeah, I guess yeah.
What?
We're not, I was gonna say 4Ks, but we won't bother doing those because
Yeah, I
it's gonna
know.
be a week late. All right. Ready
But
to start
yeah.
talking about this movie? I
Yeah.
don't know. It looked like you were maybe pulling something up,
No,
but
just get just for IMDb up
okay.
to go
Okay.
through this cast list, because it's not a star-studded cast, but there's a lot of
There's
I'd
some
say
honorable
honorable
mentions
mentions, right? So
for sure. All right. So yeah, like we said before, we are talking about the Running Man from 1987, starting off with the synopsis. In a dystopian America, a falsely convicted policeman gets his shot at freedom when he must forcibly participate in a TV game show where convicts runners must battle for what the fuck?
yeah, it's
Must
a
battle
weird
killers for their
dystopian.
freedom. I don't know. It's anyways, yeah. Kind of a what's that one with Stone Cold Steve Austin? Condemned.
Yeah.
Kind of a movie like that. This was directed by Paul Michael Glazer, who directed Kazam, The Cutting Edge, and he did a bunch of TV episodes. And he also played Starsky in the original Starsky and Hutch.
I was gonna say, he kind of does look like a Starsky.
Yeah. This was based off of the book by Richard Bachman, aka Stephen King.
Yeah.
I did not realize that until I was going through.
Neither. Yeah.
Kind of want to read it.
Honestly, I have a feeling that's gonna be better than the movie.
I would assume so.
Because I felt like this, they probably rewrote a lot of the dialogue and stuff to kind of be cheesy,
Yeah.
stupid stuff, you know?
Yeah, typical Arnold one-liners.
Yeah.
And I mean, really, he's not a good actor, man, realistically. Like,
Yeah.
just, yeah. Anyways, the cast list, we've already kind of alluded to the fact that there's a lot of people in this one. Obviously, Arnold Schwarzenegger plays Ben Richards. Excuse me. Maria Conchita Alonso plays Amber. Richard Dawson plays Damien. And if you don't know who he is, he used to host Family Feud way back in the day. I think it was Family Guy that made fun of him because he's like he was a very gropey type of person. Like
Oh,
he would like kiss the contestants and shit. Like he was just creepy. And then I have Jesse Ventura who plays Captain Freedom. Hit me with these honorable mentions.
I'll give you a couple, I guess.
Okay.
We got Lin Shaye, who was, I think she had one line, like you barely see her in it, but she's in it. And then the other one I got, I mean, there's other ones, but I'll let you handle those. Kurt Fuller, who you wouldn't know him by like his name, but like the exact same role in like Wayne's World, like kind of like the lead TV guy. And then there's a few more, but I'll let you take it over. Actually, we'll say the guy that played Weiss looked and sounded so familiar.
I didn't put him down.
But I looked up him and he was nothing I recognized, but no, he like looked and kind of sounded like someone like familiar to me.
All right. I have Jim Brown who played Fireball. He was a fullback for the Cleveland Browns way back in the day. Professor Toru Tanaka played Sub-Zero. And if you've ever watched Three Ninjas, he was the big bad guy in Three Ninjas. Dweezil Zappa plays Stevie, and he is Frank Zappa's son. George P. Wilbur played Lieutenant Saunders, and he played Michael Myers in Halloween 6. And that's all I put. Yeah, I didn't recognize any of the other names on the cast list, but oh, there was another one. Oh, fuck, I forgot to put him down. The guy who played Dynamo.
Oh, the opera singer.
So he was played by Erlen van Lith, and he is a legitimate opera singer. He came from a family of opera singers, and he sadly passed away from a heart attack before this movie was even released. He was a big boy, though.
Yeah, he was very big, yeah.
But yeah, he only played in four movies, this being his last one, obviously.
So like I have IMDb filtered for like popularity, and the guy that plays Laughlin, like he's like third on there, but I've never heard of this guy. I'm probably gonna butcher this. Yaphet Kotto. He was an alien. He played Parker.
Oh shit, okay.
Interesting. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, anyways. Oh, he's oh, I don't think that's he's in the Puppet Masters, which I don't know. The Earth is invaded by stingray-shaped alien slugs that ride on people's backs and control their minds. Not the ones that you watched. All right, but anyways, yeah. My notes back up. I guess we can dive into this movie discussion.
Hold on a sec. My shit just froze. What's going on?
Perfect timing.
Oh, there we go. Oh yeah, I want to get the lines, opening lines from the movie. Is
Yeah, this drink is fucking good.
it?
I recommend grabbing that box.
Of course they don't have it on IMDb.
I have the plot notes opened up, and starting of it might be the opening lines.
Sure.
It says by 2017, the world economy has collapsed, and food, oil, and other natural resources are all in short supply. Unable to meet the needs of the general public, the US government has likewise collapsed and given way to an iron-fisted police state divided into paramilitary zones. The media is controlled by the state, and all forms of communication are subject to rigid censorship, despite the jackbooted, no-tolerance suppression of dissent, a resistant of dissent, sorry, a resistance movement continues to survive and operate underground. It's kind of like Escape from New York a little bit.
Yeah, very reminiscent of a few movies, right? That movie opens up. We got Arnold Ben. He's a helicopter pilot, a policeman. He's in this chopper with a few other policemen, and I swear they took the same kind of radar that was in the movie you just mentioned, Escape from New York. And there's all of these writers who are writing to try and get food. And so his commander, whatever, says, kill all the writers, they all need to go. There's 1,500 people
Men, women, children,
in this
like.
circle, and Ben is like, oh, well, it seems like there's women and children down there, like, can't kill innocent people. And then, commander's like, kill all rioters, and Arnold's like, nope, not doing it. And then they pull him in the back and arrest him, basically, and make up this like fake video. And like, I don't know, the way they did these fake videos, they like clearly just like filmed more scenes of just Arnold acting it. Because like the video they release is like it shows Arnold like on the machine gun shooting all the people. It's like so ridiculous.
So they made it seem like he massacred 1,500 people, and he got the nickname the Butcher of Bakersfield, which is a
Which is
sick
like
name.
it is, but like why are they killing these people for rioting? Like,
Yeah.
it seems kind of I don't know,
Excessive. And
excessive,
why are they framing him? Like, what's the point of that?
maybe because like they know that they're doing the wrong thing, but they need to pin it on someone, I guess. But if he did it, if he ended up doing it, then like, would the cops be investigated for killing 1,500 people? So he is, I don't know if he was, he's like in jail or this is just what the jails are, but it just seemed like a giant steel factory that these prisoners were working in. They have like traps all around, and man, his arms are so fucking big.
Dude, he's huge, like it inhumanely big.
And he actually has a beard in this movie, which kind of threw me off a bit.
Yeah, you don't see it very often. I think he had one in like End of Days, and I think that was the only other movie I remember him having one.
So you see, Ben is kind of hanging around Laughlin, and you see a guy over in this worker area, and he has this like red vest thing on it says like trustee like on his back, and then right beside him, there's a cop like working on this computer, and he's like typing the code to the people outside who are like just have this little fucking makeshift table outside controlling all these like satellite things that like it's kind of like Suicide Squad, like they have like bands around their necks, and if they go out like a perimeter, then their head explodes. But this guy is just like on the computer, like typing in the code, and it's like the fucking biggest screen and like lettering ever.
He takes
And
so long to close the screen down.
he does. And like Weiss goes up beside him, is like looking at it, and the cop like turns around, is like, what are you doing? And like pushes the button, like, stop looking at that. It's like clearly he got the fucking password and turn it off.
Pretty sure someone at the other end of the room could have seen the
So yeah, he ends up getting the password, and Arnold, or sorry, Ben and Laughlin start like fake fighting, and start this giant kind of riot in the prison, and they're escaping. They steal the computer, and Weiss is like trying to put in the password, but it's kind of like blocked by, I don't know, something. They have to get outside to do it, and they end up like kind of disarming it, but they don't, and some poor guy named Chico, he just decides, I'm gonna make a run for it. So he's running, and then all of a sudden, like, just his fucking head explodes. And it was the funniest thing because, like, he's running, like, camera doesn't cut at all.
No.
Just like a body has exploded and just falls. And it's so funny.
So I think what was happening was Weiss was putting in the code, but then there's that other guy that was at the table. So like Weiss was putting it in, and then the other guy was like intercepting it and like putting it in again. So it was kind of reversing what he was doing. So until they killed that guy, then they couldn't get it to go through.
And so then we meet Mr. Killian, who is the host of this TV show called The Running Man. And they have this whole section of LA where they control, it's like deserted basically, and there's like all these people who are placing bets on who the runners or the convicts, what are the guys called?
Stalkers.
Stalkers. Basically are trying to kill the convicts.
So it's giving the convicts like a second chance, how we said it earlier in the synopsis.
Yeah.
So like if they win, then they go free, but it's like
There's no way
impossible
to
to win.
win, right?
There's
Yeah.
only been three winners in the past or something like that.
Yeah, and they end up getting killed anyway, right? And Killian is exactly like he is on kind of Family Feud, like, talking with the audience, and he's kind of like an asshole, right? There's like a guy, old man mopping, and Killian like trips over him, and he's like, "Oh, it's okay. How long have you been here?" And he's like, "Oh, 30 years." And he's like, "Oh, keep it up." And then gets in an elevator and is like, "Hey, Mrs. Bell, if he's here tomorrow, you're gonna be fired too." It's like, that's a dick. And I love the commercial of Captain Freedom doing like the workouts. So funny.
Richard Simmons on juice.
Yeah, he's the greatest stalker that's ever. He's like retired now and stuff like that. And I think it's to this point, Killian sees the news and sees Ben on the news, and he's like, "Get, I need that guy," or whatever. And his like assistant is like, "Oh, you're not gonna get him. He's a convict. He escaped from prison." And he's like, "Get me the Justice Department, Entertainment District." And it's like, what?
Yeah, because he's trying to find someone like a better runner, because they have a runner that's set up, but he's like a scrawny little guy, and he's just like, this isn't even worth our time bringing him in. So like he wanted like a big jacked dude, action star type guy that could like give the people what they want.
And so Ben ends up going to his brother's apartment, and we meet Amber. She's like doing this workout to Captain Freedom, and all of a sudden she changes the channel and it's like about Ben, and then all of a sudden Ben is there like above her, and this whole like relationship thing that they kind of did, like it just felt so rushed, and like I did not give a shit at all.
No. And like, so she had been living, she bought the apartment from his brother or whatever for, she's been living there for like a month. And she has like a keyless entry to get in, and it's just a passcode. Would you not
Yeah.
change that?
You would think so.
Like once you took over?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And like I think she says that his brother got sent to like not rehab, but like something like that. But Ben ties her up and is just like looking through her stuff, gathering stuff, and then he's like, "Oh, I'll be out here in 5 minutes." And then like he just decides to like bring her with him. He's like, "Oh, I need your travel pass."
Oh yeah, that's why he brings her with him.
Yeah, but she didn't even use it. He used it.
Yeah, be It doesn't have their name on it, I don't think.
Yeah, so why did he need her? He could have just taken it.
Well, I guess, yeah, true.
Because
I don't
the security guard was like, "Oh, we're okay." He scans his, but it's really hers. And he's like, "Oh, okay, scan yours." And she's like, "Well, I don't have it because he just used mine." And then Arnold is like, "Oh, classic girl, like it's in your purse." And he's like taking everything out, and the guy's like, "All right, just go through." So I was like, "Well, why even bring her with you?"
Where's he planning on going? Hawaii, I
Yeah,
think.
yeah.
Yeah, he's got like a big Hawaiian shirt on and shit.
I like he's like has a TV, and it's like fucking Oregon Trail like computer. It's like, "Oh, I need to go somewhere warm," and like picks like Honolulu, and then just like buys his ticket like on like the TV or whatever.
This
He's
is what the
in.
future looked like in 1987.
This is true, yeah.
Because this movie takes place in 2019, so
Yeah.
5 years ago.
And he's like wearing The Hawaiian shirt, I love that. Whenever they get to like the bus or whatever to get to the airplane, she's like, "Oh, I get car sick and airport sick. I'm gonna throw up all over you." And Arnold's just like, "Well, it won't matter with the shirt I'm wearing or something like
Won't
that."
show up or something.
So they get through security, and then Amber starts yelling, you know, "Oh, this is Ben. He's capturing me, kidnapped me," and he like tries to run away, ends up getting caught by the police. And also Weiss and Laughlin also got caught, but isn't sure like how they got caught. So they all get brought into the Running Man. Also, like the one is so dumb, but so he gets caught in Amber's like back at her apartment or something like that. And she's on the news. They're like, "Oh, breaking news! Ben, whatever his name is, Johnson or whatever, was like
Richards.
Richards, was captured at the airport." And there's like footage, and he's like, "Amber, or whatever, was like okay." And then they're like, "Oh yeah, he shot the airport security guard." And then like another guy just shows like a fucking dead guy, and Amber's like, "What? That didn't happen." And then it's like, so like, did the government or the police like actually kill the people, the workers at the airport, just to like prove a point to the world that this guy is bad? Like,
I wouldn't be surprised, man, the
I
way
do
that this
not
government is.
understand the government and the police in this movie at all.
So yeah, she works at the broadcast station, doesn't she?
Yeah, it's like ISC or IEC or something like that.
ICS, yeah. So she goes there because she works there, and then she goes down into like the basement where all the records are or something like that. And she ends up getting caught by
But she
them.
gets the tape though, right?
Yeah.
Well, she gets the tape from the massacre, like at the beginning of the movie.
Yeah. So now she's in there too.
I love whenever Ben is like signing the contract, because like he gets a some sort of agent, lawyer, something like that. And then he's like signing the contract on the guy's back, and then just fucking stabs up Ben in his back.
I love the guy's reaction too, like just the way he runs away.
And then he gets brought out on stage in front of all the audiences, and it's quite the jumpsuit he's got on.
One thing I didn't, well, not like it's a big like plot point or anything like that, but he's wearing a yellow one, and then Amber's wearing a yellow one, but then the other two guys are wearing a red one. I don't like, I didn't know what the significance was between the colors,
Yeah, I
if there
don't know
was
either.
one. Maybe yellow was just the only size they had for him. I don't know.
And then before Ben gets shot down this crazy ass sl slide, he tells Mr. Killian, "I'll be back." So yeah, we meet Sub-Zero. He is the current champion of these guys. So I guess they become champion by the amount of kills that they get on each game, I guess.
Yeah, maybe. Scoreboard. Okay, so not to change the subject, but he says I'll be back. The Terminator came out in 1984. Did he say that line in the first Terminator?
I don't know if it was the first or the second one.
Yeah, because like the second one came out in 91, so 4 years after Running Man.
Yeah, I don't
Reese
know.
says, come with me if you want to live. Oh, he does. Okay. All right. He does say it. And all right.
And the
Never
first
mind.
one?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
So yeah, he gets down to the first game. Do you think that they're actually in this pod that's going down the fucking
Like the
crazy slide?
actors?
Or somebody?
I don't know, man, because that shit's fucking wild. They're going like 100 miles an hour down that thing.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And there's like this
It
like
looks real
hairpoint
too,
turn.
right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
There's like a
Crazy.
hairpin turn in it too.
So yeah, they get in down to the first game. And honestly, I don't understand this whole thing. Like, they're just skating around in like this little, it's not even like a full hockey rink. It's like all these kind of paths and stuff like that. Like,
Like a maze on ice.
it's just this guy trying to kill him, right? And
So, like,
so,
what happens if all three of them die in that first round? Like, that's shitty for the audience.
yeah, it's true. Yeah, I don't know.
It's like fucking paying for a UFC fight and the knockout happens in the first
Yeah.
5 seconds.
Well, I don't know if Sub-Zero was trying to kill them because he ends up knocking Weiss down and he goes like flying into like the net that like closes on him.
Yeah, true.
But then after that, Laughlin and Ben end up killing Sub-Zero. There's like barbed wire around and they fucking choke him with it or
Yeah.
something like that.
But Laughlin, he gets hit. No, he doesn't get hit in this one. Never mind. It's Buzzsaw that gets him.
But yeah, outside, I don't know if it's like a part of this game, but there's like basically like gambling that's going on where like each round people can bet on who's gonna kill who, and like they typically bet on the you forget the name, what they're called,
Stalker.
stalkers. So everyone's obviously very surprised that Sub-Zero died because I'm pretty sure it's like the first one that's ever died. Stalker, right?
Well, and like they're not just like shocked, they're like fucking upset. Like some people are crying. It's
Yeah.
fucking like they just adore these stalkers. It's crazy.
Yeah. So, like you already mentioned, probably the shittiest line in the whole movie. Ben says he's no longer Sub-Zero. He's now Plain Zero. Which makes zero sense. Like,
A good line, man. It's a good line.
so bad. So yeah, you meet Buzzsaw and Dynamo, who Buzzsaw kind of looks like one of the Road Warriors. And then Dynamo is he's wearing this most ridiculous outfit. He's like this huge fat guy with like it's like a clear suit, armor suit, like gladiator suit, but it has all these like wires and circuits in it. It has like the old like gladiator, like the Ottawa Senators hat. And he has these weapons where he can shoot lightning out of them. And it
Where does
looks
this lightning come from?
but he has two different lightnings. He has a one that kills people and one that I guess just knocks them out,
Yeah,
and they're
incapacitates them.
specific colors too. It's not great. And he sings opera.
I want to know like if the stalkers in the book are the same as the stalkers that are in this.
I would probably think so.
Like Sub-Zero and Buzzsaw, like I think they're good. Like they're kind
Yeah.
of, I don't know. Sub-Zero is fucking cool, man. He's a
Yeah, he is.
goalie.
Yeah.
His goalie stick is like all sharpened and it's metal.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's kind of cool. And
Yeah.
Buzzsaw's got this fucking giant ass chainsaw.
Yeah.
And the chains on it are the special material that can cut through like anything, like steel,
Yeah.
bone, flesh, they're saying.
Yeah. And Dynamo has like this little fucking RC car that he drives around in.
Yeah.
But it
Buzzsaw's
turns
on a
out,
motorcycle.
yeah. But it turns out that Dynamo is so Amber gets caught. So she is now competing. Laughlin ends up getting hit by Buzzsaw. He's on the motorcycle going down this like alleyway, kind of thing, and trying to attack them. He ends up getting caught or hit in the chest. Doesn't die right away, but you know, he does end up perishing because he fucking took a chainsaw to the chest. So, and this was like the whole backstory of like the second half of the movie of like the story I did not understand really. Like, so basically there is a secret kind of resistance that is in this building, and Weiss knows about it but needs some code that the satellites in this area, like, I don't know, uplink and tell him where they are, something. I don't know. It just doesn't make any sense at all. Like, this resistance has been hidden in this place probably for since it started. They all have guns, and there's probably like 30 of them. Why is this the first time that they're coming out of their hiding?
Yeah, I don't know. This also brings up another great line in this movie. Fuck, where is it? Oh, here it is. Because yeah, like you said, they're trying to like go underground to find the uplink or whatever. Ben goes, uplink, underground, uplink, underground. If you guys don't shut up, I'm gonna uplink your ass and you'll be underground. It's fucking great.
So Ben ends up getting in a fight with Dynamo. He gets dragged by this kind of rope thing by the motorcycle, and then ends up pulling Buzzsaw off the motorcycle. They're in a fight, and Buzzsaw has his chainsaw, is like about to chainsaw Ben in the head, and Buzzsaw is like, "This chainsaw has always been a part of me, but now I'm gonna make it a part of you." And he's like pushing the chainsaw, then all of a sudden, like, Ben gets his feet of strength, and he like puts it down around up between his legs, saws him in the nuts, and then Dynamo, or no. Oh yeah, and then like after someone asks, oh yeah, Laughlin I think asks Ben where Buzzsaw is, and his response was Budsaw had to split. So bad. But yeah, we see, meanwhile all this is happening, we see Weiss and Amber, they're making their way to some little, I don't know, circuit thing where the password is that he has to hack. So he ends up getting the numbers. It's like six numbers and a letter, and he tells Amber to remember it. And then all of a sudden, Dynamo comes out of nowhere and just fucking shoots the lightning, zaps Weiss, kills him. And then we see Ben is out in this area, and you see Dynamo has a hold of Amber, and I'm sure that Ben says some cheesy line to Dynamo to get his attention. So Dynamo heads in his like little RC car thing and tries to run over Ben, but Ben ends up, I forget what he does to stop him. But anyway, he grabs like this pole and is about to like smash his face in, and then doesn't. And he basically calls Dynamo a bitch. And Dynamo just like starts crying and stuff like that.
Yeah, he refuses to kill a helpless human.
Well, I guess at this point he's helpless, but so yeah, now shit's going bad for Killian because now there's two people who've been killed, and
And a third one that's just made to look like a fool.
yeah. So now he's calling Fireball, and Fireball, I don't know, he kind of seems, he's like the next boss, basically, right? He's upstairs in like the high tower watching all this unfold with like all of, I don't know, his fans and stuff like this. And so now it's Fireball's turn. And I love this scene whenever Killian is like, he keeps interviewing like older ladies during the thing. And he's like, "Okay, who do you think? Which stalker do you think is going to kill him next?" And it's like an old lady that shouldn't be watching this, but she's like, "Oh, I think Ben Richards is going to kill." And he's like, "Well, You can't pick him. Like, it has to be a stalker. And she's like, no, I can pick anyone. And it's like, I pick him. He's like nice and beefy or something like that. I don't know. And then outside, like, they're taking bets and stuff like this. Then they see that she bet on Ben. So then this guy was like, oh, I bet $200 on Ben. And like, the odds for him to get the next kill is like 100 to 1.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, now Amber is down in kind of this like locker area by herself, and she sees these three dead bodies that are like burnt to a crisp. And she looks at one of the dog tags, and I forget what that name is. She's like, oh, it's this guy. And then she sees two other bodies and looks at him, and she's like, oh, it's whatever, Greg. And then she sees a third one, and then Fireball comes out, and he's like, oh yeah, it's Haddad. And she's like, that was the three winners or whatever. And he's like, no, it's the three losers or something like that. And then he's like about to kill her because like he has a flamethrower, but it like sprays gasoline or oil or something like at the same time. And then out of nowhere, Ben just pops out from the ceiling, just like rips open one of the gas lines, and he falls in the corner. And yeah, Ben ends up like throwing a flare at him and killing him.
Lighting his ass on fire. Yeah, his
Oh yeah,
death was pretty quick.
he's like, how about a light? Then he and then he's like walking away, and he's just like, what a hothead.
The one-liners, great.
Could you explain something to me?
Maybe.
What the hell was Captain Freedom's wardrobe that they put him in? I don't know if there's pictures of it online, but it looked like he was wearing like a microwave with like all of these like stainless steel like cutlery on it. And
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah.
he's like he goes up to kill me, and he's like, what the fuck is this? He's like, I'm not going out as this, like fuck this. Like,
Guessing it's not his typical attire.
no.
Yeah, he's got like a big like arm shield thing.
Yeah.
And it's just, yeah, like the worst type of like fucking Halloween robot suit.
Yeah, and he's like, I didn't come out of retirement for this. And you have Killian's like white right hand man. I think it's, what's his name?
Mick?
Olsen, or no, Sven,
Sven. Oh,
his
yeah.
security guard. And he's like, get him out of, get him the fuck out of here. And Sven's just like kind of standing there, like, I don't know. And Killian's like going crazy, like, I'm the boss, get out of here. And he's like, what, the steroids make it hard to hear or something like that?
Yeah.
And then Sven looked at the Freedom's just like, I don't know. So he ends up leaving. So then Killian decides that he, since Freedom just quit basically,
Yeah.
that he is going to use his resources to make a fake fight between Ben and Captain Freedom. And another scene where, like, you know, the actors obviously filmed this for the movie, but man, AI is right on point, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't
I mean,
understand how.
these deep fake videos are getting crazy.
Even back then, AI wasn't even really a thing in 2009.
19.
19, 2019. Yep, that's what I meant to say.
Well, yeah, he takes like one video of Freedom like choking a guy, and another video of like Ben doing the same thing, but like at no point did they ever choke someone. Like,
No.
and he kind of morphs it together and puts in this big fight, and yeah.
Ben and Amber are like behind the scenes now, like in a media room kind of thing.
Oh yeah, because they find Mick's secret lair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're watching this all like unfold on the little TV screen that he has in there. And they're just like, what the fuck? So they're starting to like clue in
Yeah.
that like everything's just being fabricated for the fans, right?
Yeah. So yeah, Amber gets her neck broken by Captain Freedom. And
Yeah.
then like Ben and Freedom are like fighting back and forth, and Ben ends up getting like shoved into this spike wall, and then like they're in the computer room, and then you see like the face come off, and it's just like a dead guy. And I forget who it was, but someone's like, "Why'd you have to kill that guy?" And Kelly's like, "Oh, it's part of the process." It's like, what the fuck? And so they're in Mick's kind of lair, and they end up putting on the original Bakersfield video for like the world to see. And Dynamo ends up getting killed in the hallway because he's fighting, I think, Amber. He gets the sprinkler system like goes off and puts water everywhere, and he gets electrocuted and dies. So then Killian is in like the main area, like the game show room, with Ben, and all like the policemen come in and start shooting, and like I think all the actors that played the policemen in this movie played the fucking stormtroopers in Star Wars.
I was thinking the same thing.
It's so bad. They're just like shooting everywhere.
Yeah. There's just like this huge crowd of people because it's a like live audience,
Yeah.
and they're just fucking firing from across the room at each other.
Yeah. So yeah, everyone clears out, and Killian and like Ben are at the main area, and like the like car thing is there, and Sven like comes out of like from like the background, and Killian's like, "Ah, here's my trusty sidekick, Killian," or sorry, Sven. And then Sven's is like, he's like, "Oh, I gotta go score some steroids," and then just like walks away.
Yeah, just using his line back at him.
So yeah, Ben puts Mr. Killian in the little car thing and sets the car to high speed and just fucking shoots him down the track, and he's going down there and just comes at the bottom and flies into the sign and blows up. And what was the line that was said? I forget.
That hit the spot.
Yeah. So bad. And then Amber comes out of the background, and like from like the main stage there's all this like lighting, and she has this little gun and like looks at Ben and smiles and then walks up towards him, and then the movie ends. And it's like, I did not give a shit about their relationship. Like, I don't think Ben liked her like that. It didn't seem like, right?
No, and it was like the weirdest, most awkward like kiss to end the movie.
They had no chemistry whatsoever.
No. I like too. She goes, "Me and my big mouth, we should have taken that trip to Hawaii." He goes, "I had the shirt for it, but you fucked it all up."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anything else we missed or you wanted to bring up?
I don't think so.
All right.
I mean, did you want to bring up your little tidbit of information that you found out
Oh
tonight?
yeah. So I guess recently, I think it was like last month, at CinemaCon, they announced the Running Man remake by A24, directed by, I kind of think, fucking Shaun of the Dead director.
Fuck.
Damn it.
We're losing our credibility here.
Edgar Wright.
Edgar Wright, yep.
Yeah. Starring Glenn Powell, which I hope they don't like take like the cheesy road, but I mean it's A24, so I think it'll be way different.
I think it's gonna be a lot more violent.
Yeah.
Like, look at Edgar Wright's movies. Like,
Yeah.
he does over the top shit, right? But like,
Yeah.
I think it could be like ultra violent.
Yeah. I'm excited for it.
Yeah, and that like we talked prior to recording, but like I was saying to you, like I was shocked that they haven't already remade this movie after you told me
Yeah.
that little bit of information. 'Cause it's just like it's just one of those movies that it's just you feel like it's guaranteed that it's going to be remade at some point.
Yeah. I wonder if there's anyone else. Oh, it's not even on IMDb yet.
No.
Never mind. Oh, wait, no, normally it's Running Man. Yeah, just Glenn Powell is announced. Cool.
Sydney Sweeney's going to be the love interest.
I mean, I'd be down for it.
Me too. Her in that spandex.
Yeah, so it's Edgar Wright's. This is the film that he most wanted to remake.
Really?
And I guess before Glenn Powell was cast, Ryan Gosling, Chris Evans, and Chris Hemsworth met with Edgar Wright.
Come on, man.
And I'd love to see Gosling. I love Gosling.
I would too, but like he already did Blade Runner, so it's like, is he just gonna be in every remake from the
Yeah, I
80s?
guess. Yeah.
And Chris Pine and Chris Hemsworth?
No, Chris Evans and Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, not cool with
Yeah,
either one of
no.
them
Yeah.
either.
Yeah.
But just fucking bring the Avengers out, why not?
Yeah. But yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah. Could be good. All right, how did you rate this movie?
So I don't know, I might get shit on this rating, but I gave it a 2 out of 5. Just didn't connect with me. Like maybe if I were just watching it, just kind of threw it on, they were taking notes and like wasn't much notes to take, honestly, but I don't know, just I want more story. Like the cheesy liners were funny and, good and, But yeah, just like the love interest just didn't make any sense. I didn't get the world that he was trying to build. I feel like it could have been so much more could have been done with it. Acting wasn't the greatest. I did like the set designs were really cool and, the score and some of the characters. But yeah, just overall, it's kind of not my favorite 80s action.
That's fair.
So yeah. What would you?
If it makes you feel any better, I only gave it a 3.
Yeah, I know. I saw that.
So, I mean, like, I can agree it's not a great movie at all, but it's super cheesy. I don't know. It's just fun to watch. It's just a fun movie, I think. Like, I don't think it's a great made movie, and I know that like Arnold didn't even like the fact that what's the name? Paul Michael Glaser.
Yeah.
He disagreed with that directing choice. So I mean, like even the cast kind of is on board with not enjoying it as much. But
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just one of those movies that you can just throw on. You don't need to pay attention to. It's just funny. Like I thought the one-liners were fucking hilarious,
They
man.
were
They're like
funny.
they're so bad that they're good. But yeah, I don't know. I'm interested to read the book. I'd like to see how it is. I don't know if it's a full novel or if it's just one of his novellas, but
So, I mean, you can never really trust Goodreads. It's kind of all over the place, but has a 3.9.
okay, it's not terrible.
And the book takes place in 2025.
Shit, next year, man. How many pages is it? Is it a full book?
317.
Yeah.
And I don't want to give too much away, but the synopsis is way different
Okay.
than the movie. He has a wife and a kid.
Oh. So something to fight for.
Yep.
That would make a lot more sense.
Yeah, she's sick, so he needs to raise money, so he joins the games.
Oh, okay.
So
So he's not even a criminal.
does it voluntarily. Yeah.
Fuck. Let's read it.
All right, adding it to my want to read.
I will do the same after. All right. So, yeah, I gave it a 3 out of 5. It's not a great movie, but it's a fun one. And I'll definitely watch it again.
Yeah.
Head on over to Rotten Tomatoes and see what they scored it. So, the critics' consensus: The Running Man is a winking sci-fi satire with ridiculous clothes and workmanlike direction. Whatever the fuck that means. I wouldn't even call this like sci-fi satire.
Yeah, me either, honestly.
But anyway, it's based on that. What do you think the critics?
66.
Oh, dude, you're so close. 67% on 48 reviews at an average score of 5.7 out of 10. The audience gave it a 61% on 50,000 ratings and an average score of 3.5 out of 5, or a 7 out of 10. What does the rest of Letterboxd have?
So Letterboxd has a 3.2. My friend's rating is a 3.3. Anthony Herbie Monster gave it a 3 out of 5. And I always love his reviews. They're so fucking funny. So his review is, in preparation for The Flash, I'm watching all the movies about dudes who run.
That's great.
There was... I thought Jensen was on here. Nope. Never mind. Yeah. So
Right.
I'd say it's like middle of the pack, I guess, for people.
Yeah. All right. Guess it's time for
Cunning Stunts.
How did you rate the stunts in this movie?
Kind of disappointed. There's really not many stunts at all. And I'll give it a 2 out of 10, I guess.
Okay.
Stunt I would most like to try. You
Right, your
know?
favorite stunt first.
Oh yeah. Favorite stunt. I don't know, man. There really is not much in this movie. I don't know, I guess the fight between Buzzsaw and Ben, I guess. I don't
Okay.
know. I don't know. It's not much stunts in this movie,
No,
honestly.
there's not.
So,
There's not.
and the stunt I would like to try. I mean, I guess I would like to be pulled by a rope on a motorcycle.
Okay. All
I don't know. Yeah. How
right.
about you?
I give the stunts a 3 out of 10.
All
You
right.
said like the fight scenes are clunky and poorly choreographed, but still like the set design and the characters were innovative enough that it was fun to watch some of these fights. My favorite stunt, I said the fight with Sub-Zero on the ice, just because I thought it was hilarious. Like everybody's just fucking sliding all over the place. The three runners, they can't get a grip on the fucking ice. And I don't know, I just thought it was fun. And the stunt I would want to try, I want to go down one of those tubes, man.
Oh, that's a good one. Fuck, that
Maybe
is.
not the at the speed that Killian goes down, but I think that'd be fun.
Nice.
Like a bobsled type fucking deal underground. Yeah. All right. So overall, not a great movie, but it's fun enough. So with that being said, what is your pick for our next movie?
All right, so our next movie, I'm very excited. I haven't watched it in so long. We're going back to our childhood,
Okay.
and we're gonna be watching Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the movie.
Fuck yes, man. Fuck yes. That is amazing. I'm so excited. We're talking about like the Ivan Ooze one, right?
Yes, hell
Hell
yeah.
yes. Hell yes. Dude, I almost watched this movie with the boys on the weekend.
Nice. Have a nice trip. See you next fall.
Ah, man. Yes. Is okay,
So,
so whenever we were doing our Mad Max movies, you had said that you had an idea for one. Is
yes,
this it?
it is.
Okay, sick.
So.
I'm pumped.
Yeah, me too.
Sick.
I haven't
Sweet.
seen, like, I had this on VHS and I used to watch it all the time,
Hell yeah,
and
man.
I haven't seen it since then. So
Really?
yeah, I'm excited to revisit it.
Awesome. Yeah, it's gonna be so much fun. Nostalgia galore. All right, cool. I'm excited for whenever that happens. But anyways, yeah, we'll wrap it up. If you guys want to catch us on social media, you can find us at a podcast on Fury Road on Instagram, and that's it. Check out our other podcasts on Elm Street, where we do horror movies. And we're taking a little bit of a break between both podcasts, obviously, because you are going to have a child soon.
Or he
But
may
yeah.
have one already.
What?
while we're pre-recording
Oh,
this.
yeah. I was like, what the fuck, dude? Like, what are you
Oh
doing? Is
yeah,
Bettina in the hospital right
he's
now?
just upstairs right now, chilling.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Oh, you had me like worried for a second. All right, anyway. I know the podcast means a lot to you, but like, goddamn, dude. All right, so yeah. We'll keep everybody updated on when shit's gonna happen though, and yeah. We'll be back in a little bit. All right.
Cool. That's it then. Talk to you guys later.
See you.